Bonjour à tous, en compagnie de Joël Bouchard pour cette disponibilité média. Good day everyone. J'invite les médias à lever la main de façon virtuelle si vous désirez poser une question à Joël. La première question, Amy Johnson.
Thanks very much. Good morning, Joël.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Before you guys head out on the road for Toronto, of course, the news this morning that Michael McNiven has been recalled with Charlie coming down. Do you have any indication on how long he'll be down? Is this another conditioning stint or just trying to get him some action?
That doesn't apply to me.
I'm sure.
It's just, I got the call that Charlie's coming and we know Charlie. So this is the dynamic we're in right now, guys. We're moving pieces left and right and the Habs are getting ready for a playoff run and we're and the back end kind of our dynamic right now is totally different than it was 2 weeks ago and it's kind of what it is in the HL. So I have no idea.
You anticipate going Lindgren Demchenko for Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, exactly. That's the plan. We'll wait until tomorrow to announce, but you play quick turnaround the game and you got to get two goalies in. And Demchenko's deserved to play, too. He's been a soldier, so.
And lastly for me, just in advance of it's been a bit since you played Toronto. It's a big two games with a close turnaround and Cole Caulfield. Will he be making his debut tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, he'll make his debut. It is different dynamic. We know them, obviously, but we haven't played them in a while. They're a good team. They're high. It's going to be a total different look than Manitoba and Stockton, which, we had one practice today to adjust some of our play. They're a good team. Like I said, our dynamic is different right now. We have a lot of young guys playing bigger role and guys that didn't play in a long time playing. So pushing the guy to come back to be as crisp as we were. And I was in sync, but this is what's going to happen, right? You don't practice. You're shoveling lineup left and right. You have new guys. So you're not quite as tight as you would like to be, but that group has been good. They work hard and, we're going to go into Toronto and turn them loose and see how we react.
Excellent. Thank you, Joël. Safe travels.
Thank you, Amy. John Liu.
Good morning, Joël.
Good morning.
Wondering, who will Caulfield skate with, his line mates, tomorrow night?
That's a big question. I'll tell you what, I haven't think about it. I'm not sure I have a plan. I always kind of do. I should, that's my job. If I don't have a plan, I got to do something else. That being said, the reason why I'm not telling you today is the same reason I will say that I don't really say it until game day. So I don't want to change that. So all of a sudden I say something one day and I try to stay pretty true to the way I process things and the way I respond. So instead of telling you, I don't want to tell you a lie that I know what I'm doing, but like everybody else, we'll keep our card old for, there's Toronto that's watching Twitter and watching anything and they'll know tomorrow too. But the point is just that we do things a certain way. So it's not because I don't want to give it to you or don't want to tell you, or it's just that I want to stay with the process and be kind of through to everything that we do. So we'll develop it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I might be going fishing with this next question then. Given his skill set, what his bread and butter is, will you be deploying him on the power?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know where I was going with that one. Okay. So power play.
You know what? This doesn't matter to me. Yeah. Okay. The reality is we put guys that in situations so they can grow into pro hockey. He's definitely a power play guy. Like, I'm not going to put him on the fourth line and give him like a couple of minutes. And we're going to be smart in the way we integrate him. You have other players too. We're not kind of pushing everybody aside because Cole's coming. You got to have to understand there's a process in hockey and there's a way to do things that, as a coach, I don't care if you're a first round pick. I don't care if you're invite. I don't care. I'll treat you the same in the way that I'll be hard on you. I'll be polite with you. I'll be there for you. Like, I have my principle in life. That being said, when player comes with attribute, I'm not going to play the hard ball and say, he's not going power play first day, pay his dues. No, he's going to be on and he's going to be good. And if he's, adjusting to something, that's what the AHL is all about. There's no mind game with me. I've never done it. I won't do it. He's going to be on the power play. Come on. I'd be, this is what we do. And he should be on the power play. He's a power play guy. And will he be perfect? He doesn't have to. But, you know, we need to play players. Same thing as a guy that, you know, you get Tabby Pocket Bisson. He play PK because he's good on PK. That's his job. That's part of what he does. It's kind of the same thing. So I don't mind answering that question for you. It's fine.
Cool. Thank you, Joel. And I guess my last question then is just the last 3 days of practice that Cole has participated in. What have you observed in his adjustment coming from the NCAA to the AHL? You know, granted that this is practice only.
Yeah, it's practice. And you know what? I think it's conditioning. You have to understand a guy hasn't skated for 10 days. Doesn't matter how great of a shape you are. The first few stride, the first few, you're going to be rusty. That's life. You can be riding the bike as long as you want. Putting a pair of skates is a total different, you know, physical requirement. And it's always the same thing. The guy didn't skate for a day yesterday. They got in today. I told the guys, we got a rust, you know, they got a bit of a rust. And it's just been 24 hours, you know, so 48 hours. So it's fine. He is who he is. He's a dynamic player. He's got puck feel. He can shoot the puck. He's got, and I want to talk more about his personality. He loves being on the ice, which is fun. It doesn't seem like the end of the world for him to play hockey. Sometimes you can see guys that just playing hockey is really demanding and draining. I think he's kind of, hey, I'm a hockey player. That's what I do. And, you know, let's do it.
So I just want to clarify then, Joel, when you mentioned yesterday, sorry, he practiced Tuesday, yeah, practiced today?
No, he practiced yesterday. He did practice. He didn't practice today just because before we go, we had to have a medical clearance from the doctor. The only way we could do it was today. We have a 4-hour bus ride to Toronto, so he couldn't skate this morning in the window. That being said, it was kind of planned, to be honest, because when a guy's coming back from so long skating, we went like medium hard the first day. We went quite hard yesterday. To go again hard today and then game and game, sometimes you need to have that kind of wave, which is more in performance and what we do here, which we analyze those kinds of things. So he'll have a skate tomorrow morning and play two games in like 18 hours. So, you know, it's going to be plenty for a guy that just was on the bench for 10 days. So he's part of the plan. He just needed to see the doctor, the Habs doctor, for just a clearance, which is paper, red tape. So there's nothing there.
Okay. Merci, Joel.
Thanks.
We'll take two more. We'll go with Jared Book and Grant McCagg. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
You know, the last development camp the team had was 2019. I think about 17 players from that camp have played a game for the Rocket this year. Does it make it easier for you to have those guys, you know, that know the culture a little bit, have spent time with you? Obviously, Cole is part of those guys as well. Does it help you create what you want to create when you have those guys that you've had?
Again, I've said it before, I'm a big believer in spending time on the ice and behind the bench with players. So every time I have a chance, if you tell me, Joel, you can watch 35 games, 40 games, even 80 games, or you can have him for three practice and three games, even if they're in the summer and they're kind of control scrimmage, I'll take the 3 days on the ice. The way we can challenge them, the way we see where they react, and the 3 day behind the bench where we get to interact with the player. I'll take my batting average on that in some way. It's not perfect, but you can build a relationship and you can step to get to see what we'll need to work on or how easy. You know, there's one way to evaluate player and it's on the ice. So it helps. I wouldn't say we're capable of teaching enough in 3 days that we modify them. That would be a lie. But to say that we can get the relationship, the partnership, the connection, the discussion, the skate around before, and then to push them to see how they react and then give that little pat on the back and kind of see where they are when they're exposed, when they're challenged. There's no price to that. I mean, there's no, for me, that give me that chance and I'm a happy man because I get to see a different side of them and I'll take them out of their comfort zone without them even knowing it. So like I said, give me pucks and boards and ice and I'll be happy to evaluate and guide and see. But again, we're not saying in development camp we can change a player, but we can see trends for sure.
Last question, Grant McKay.
Hi, Joel. Cole Caulfield in college, I think, proved that he's you know, quite capable of taking hits. He's really a strong kid, low to the ground, knows how to take a hit and doesn't get hit very often just because of his, you know, his skating ability and his anticipation. That being said, you know, he isn't the tallest kid in the world, and this is going to be his first pro game. Have you, I know you're not going to divulge who his line mates are, but have you considered maybe putting Pezzetto or Baddock on his wing, if Baddock's even playing, just to let the other team know that, hey, you're not going to take liberties with this kid right away?
Yeah, Baddock is not going to play, so he's out of the question. But obviously, you're trying to integrate young player. You have players. As a coach, we always look at which chemistry can work. And that, trust me, we don't have a crystal ball. We got to try and feel. And I even said at the beginning of the year, I said, I don't like my – I thought we played really well as a team. But I even said it, I'm not sure about the line dynamic or chemistry. And then I – kind of had a feel with Dan after a few games. I said, I'm going to put Paling, Teasdale, and then I put HP with Elo, and it kind of felt right to me. And then our third line with Veggie, and it kind of felt right, and then it worked right. But there's no crystal ball in that. Sometimes we feel we can make lines in July. People ask me, what are your line in July? What am I line? I don't know. I gotta feel them out. That being said, now I have a bit of a feel for the team. So now, do I like all my lines all the time? No, you can't, because then at one point you got to, you know, manage your lineup. But when the guy comes in, and, you know, we did have success. So when a guy comes in, is you're finding to see the best fit overall for the team, for the player, for the coaches, and for special team, for all the things that, and you go with it. And it might not feel right to you when you see it in some way, but there's a logic behind it. And sometimes, you know, that logic, it doesn't work. I mean, I've heard an NHL coach say, my wife picked the line the other night because I didn't know what to do. And we won. You know, at one point, as much as we try to think how it's going to play out, we don't know. And personality, and there's a lot of things that come. But so that's the best I can answer you, is to say, think about what's best for the player, best for the team, best for coach, special team. So when we do this, we're thinking about all those aspects for sure.